listening to the Sunday podcast brought to you by lifeteen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible Geek, Mark Hart.
It's the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. I could have gone longer. I could have gone longer on that one. I missed my calling, I think. Any of you listening to this probably disagree. Hey, everybody, it's good to be with you again. 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Let's take a look at the readings. Our first reading comes from the book of Sirach. I love Sirach. It is one of the great jewels of the Old Testament. If you've never read and prayed through it, I really encourage you to do so. Chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, verse 20, and then verses 28 and 29. Our psalm response from Psalm 68, verses 4 through 7, then verses 10 and 11. Our second reading from Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 18 and 19. Then verses 22 through 24, and our gospel from St. Luke, chapter 14. Verse 1 sets the stage, but verses 7 through 14 give us the meat. You know, one of my favorite and least favorite parts about my job is when I get to interview people, you know, prospective employees, prospective interns, things like that. It's one of my favorite things because I love to sit with people, get to know them for the first time, learn about them. It's one of my least favorite things because I really hate reading resumes. And I mean, I'm a huge fan of words. I like when people get creative with words. But when someone has their resume and instead of writing, you know, I was a barista at Starbucks, they write, you know, I was an alertness enhancement engineer or whatever they do. You know, people wordsmith their different titles. They dramatically at times kind of oversell themselves with big phrases and big words and inflated responsibilities and things like that. You know, rather than saying I was a paperboy, I was a periodical deployment specialist or whatever it was. And I never could get over that. And I even hated writing resumes when I was younger. I just couldn't stand it. So that's one of those things I don't like, because when you get to resume language, a lot of the time we are so desiring the job or so desiring to be viewed in a certain light is that we talk ourselves up too much. We inflate different things about ourselves. And we just do this as humans. We want to be seen in a very professional light, in a very specific light. And a lot of the time what we end up doing is inflating ourselves, our egos way too much, our responsibilities, instead of giving the authentic and accurate picture of ourselves. That's not just in job interviews and resumes and that kind of thing. That's just in life in general. We humans like to be important. We like to feel important. And humility, the Christian call of humility, the foundation to the Christian life, how we are most like God through our humility, that oftentimes gets shelved when it comes to things of the world. You know, if you're trying to get a job, or if you're trying to get that boyfriend or that girlfriend or whatever, you try to accentuate all the great things about yourself. You want your friends to talk you up and that kind of a thing. And you kind of try to kind of play lower key those things that aren't great about yourself. Well, then all of a sudden you find yourself praying. And all of a sudden you find yourself going to God. And what God is calling us to do is not to tell him how great we are, but to acknowledge how great he is and how small we are. And the minute we acknowledge how small we are, now all of a sudden we understand how great it is that he's within us, that he would humble himself to be within us. It's difficult to park that resume language, but it's something you have to do. In this first reading, we're reminded of some really important truths. It says, "My child, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than the giver of gifts. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God." You see that? It's saying the greater you are in the eyes of the world, in the eyes of other people, the more you ought to humble yourself. You know, someone who is the poorest of the poor doesn't really have to humble themselves a whole lot. The world has already done that. But the more important, the more popular, the more VIP status you have, it's a great warning. And Sirach is great about giving us warnings about everyday life, warning us, don't start to think too much of yourself. Don't get an inflated sense of yourself. Don't get a big ego. And this is what the psalm is reminding us. God, in your goodness, you've made a home for the poor. That the Lord exalts the humble. The Lord lifts up the humble, the blind, the lame, the poor, the crippled. That the people who are important in the eyes of the world, the beautiful, important people in the eyes of the world, are not the ones who God exalts and lifts up. He's the one he challenges to look around and lift up other people. In the second reading, we're going to be reminded that God humbled himself, and that God's humility far outdoes any of our humility, far outdoes what we could do. What God did and what God constantly does far outdoes us and what we do in our humility. The second reading says, "You have not approached that which could be touched, and a blazing fire, and a gloomy darkness, and a storm, and a trumpet blast, and a voice speaking words." No, you have approached Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and countless angels. This is constantly reminding us. It goes on to talk about Christ as our mediator of the new covenant. What's reminding us is God did not keep himself from us. God humbled himself and emptied himself and took flesh in Jesus Christ. God did not make it so we could not approach him. God made it so that we could, and that we could encounter him and could experience him. And that took massive, insane, incomprehensible humility on the part of God to do what he did and to do what he does. So if it's a challenge for you to be humble going to God in prayer, a challenge for you to be humble as you go through your daily life, as humble as you are called to be, we can never come close to the humility of God. And that, my brothers and my sisters, is what we have to remember constantly, is that we have no right to get an inflated ego. We come from God. He is God and we are not. Like the great saint said, you know, I am a zero, but Christ is the one. And with him next to me, I am no longer a zero. I am a 10. Is that God is what brings us worth. God is who gives us our worth, not our earthly accomplishments, not other people's opinions. And in the gospel, Jesus has a really stern reminder. He goes to the home of one of the Pharisees, and he's going to be having dinner there. And as he looks around, he starts to notice that the most important people are the ones who are going to have the places of honor, and then the least important aren't welcome. And this is where he goes on to remind them, whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. When you hold a banquet, invite the poor and the crippled and the lame and the blind. My brothers and my sisters, who is the most important person on the planet? Is it the richest? Is it the most powerful in terms of world leaders? Or is it that person lying in a gutter? Who's more important to God? Well, we're equally important to God. God's love is not conditional, but we do know that God has a heart for the poor and for the crippled and for the lame. And God is calling those who have been given more to give more. You know, if you look at, and I've used this analogy before, if you look at your city, if the mayor goes on vacation for a week, not much is going to change in your neighborhood. If the garbage collector goes on vacation for a week, a lot is going to change in your neighborhood. You're going to be able to smell in the air who is most important, the elected official or the person serving others. My brothers and my sisters, this week is not only a great reminder for us to be more humble, for us to seek humility, true humility, not false humility, because false humility is true pride. For us to go and seek humility, for us to recognize how small we are, but how great we are with God in us and how great God is. But it's another great opportunity to look around for those people who do serve, those people who are truly humble, and to affirm them for the way that they love, to affirm them for the way that they serve, and to look around in society, in your schools, in your churches, maybe even in your homes, to those people who are truly poor, to those people who are truly broken, who are not looked upon as being very powerful or very important, and to lift them up and to lift up their dignity because God is truly present in them. To quote the first reading, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. May God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.